Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back, folks. Our champions are actually from Chalmette High School. The Pro Start management team there achieved national glory, earning first place at the 2025 National Pro Start Invitational. It was held this past weekend in Baltimore, and they join us. The members of the management team, Asma Askar, Denim Bell, Norman Morales, Cameron Simon, and Lily Vu, join us right now. Folks, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
We're doing.
Hi.
I know that we got five of you guys, so someone's going to have to take a little bit of the lead here. First, let me say, congratulations. I love hearing the stories of our students in the place that we call home go off and compete nationally and bring back a trophy the size. That's a pretty impressive trophy, the one that you guys brought back. If someone would take the lead and tell me, for the benefit of our audience, what the competition was about specifically and how y'all feel. So who's going to step up?
Yeah, I can take this one. So ProStar is basically a two-year... Oh, this is Norman.
Norman, okay. Norman Morales.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Norman.
Yes, sir. So ProStar is a two-year program for high school students interested in culinary or business management. And me and my team here at Chalmette High School, we're really interested on the business management part. So we joined up, we got a coach, and we created a restaurant and went to present it first to state, competed there, and we got first place, which then automatically makes you eligible to go to nationals and compete and represent your state. And you're right, it was truly an honor, and we are really grateful for that opportunity.
So you guys put together, I guess, a business plan for a restaurant concept to include management and all the other particulars of a business plan then, right?
Yeah, we did. We basically created a restaurant concept from scratch. We took, of course, inspiration from Louisiana and many restaurants around the city and basically created our own.
So the name of the restaurant, La Strada, which is a fusion of Creole and Italian cuisine. How did y'all arrive with La Strada?
So we really wanted to do Italian because we all grew up in Louisiana, and with that, we were all surrounded by Italian food, and we all had a passion for Italian food. But we still wanted to have our hint of Creole, where, you know, where we come from. And so we decided to fuse that together and really make it a unique dish.
The name La Strada specifically, here in St. Bernard, people refer to as going to New Orleans as going up the road, and then going down to the Gulf as going down the road. So we kind of just took the word the road and translated it to Sicilian or Italian, which means La Strada.
And
that Creole side as well.
So you actually develop dishes as well, a menu and all of that?
Yes, we did.
So tell us about some of the dishes that you guys came up with and designed.
So one of our dishes is our legendary muffalata, which represents perfectly the blend of the Creole Italian cuisine, and it represents our concept perfectly.
Next, one of the dishes I came up with, Norman, was our pasta alla Norman. It's a spin on that traditional pasta alla Norman dish with all the terigatoni and eggplants, and we wanted to incorporate that into our concept as well.
And one of our desserts include our cannoli stuffed beignets, which uses like ricotta Italian cheese with our New Orleans style beignets, which also provides like a perfect blend of Creole and Italian.
Yeah. It's basically all foods you find around in the city and we all loved.
So how does the competition work from a presentation standpoint, if y'all could tell us about that?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So the competition has five different segments. It's first concept, marketing, operations, and menu, and critical thinking. And so each one, it's as it says, the concept, we have to explain our concept. We have about 7 minutes to do that. So we come up with a presentation and develop the concept. And then for marketing as well, we come up with two marketing strategies. Which this year we used our Facebook reel and we created a loyalty program. And then for operations, we kind of just explain how the layout of our restaurant was made and developed and how it operates throughout the day on busy Friday nights or even on the slow days. And it also has an organizational chart for all of our employees. And the menu is just menu. And then this last section, which is the most important one, is critical thinking, where you have actual restaurant owners and like leaders in this business that ask you questions about restaurants that you should know as the owners. And how you would handle certain circumstances or scenarios, which you have to be prepared for.
Sounds pretty intense to me. How nervous were y'all?
Yeah.
We were pretty nervous.
Yeah, we were all pretty stoked.
We were all
so
excited.
Nervous with us.
Yeah.
But you had gone through state. You won first place there, obviously. And when you get to anything on a national level, you know, the stress, I'm sure, ramps up, right?
Oh, it definitely did. We actually competed on the second day. So on the first day, we had the chance to look at the other teams present and compete as well. And we were looking out for like the big states like California or Texas and Ohio as well. And like just looking at them, we were like kind of shooken up. I'm like, wow, guys, you're really up there in competition wise. And like we had to lock in and we did. So that was cool.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. And is Ms. Hodges with us?
Yes, she is.
Yes, sir. She's right next to us.
So, Ms. Hodges, I think you were the instructor and the mentor to the team. If you would, tell us what this means to you and obviously Chalmette High School and St. Bernard Parish.
Well, I've been doing this for quite a while. I've been at Chalmette High School for about 8 years. We've placed first at state for culinary and management in 22 and 23. Last year in 2024, we also did management. And this year just happens to be the first time we've ever placed first at nationals. And this is something that I've been working towards with different groups of students. And somehow this year it just happened with the group of students that were chosen. They actually came to me. So I didn't really choose them. They came to me and said, we want to do this. And
it's,
I believe, for Chalmette High School, this is one of the first national trophies that we've received. The first one ever for Chalmette High.
We made history.
We made history.
In any
category, in any event.
Sports,
academic games. Nope, we did it for culinary.
Absolutely. You know, Ms. Hodges, it's kind of interesting, and I talk about this on this show quite a bit. A lot of my friends, and myself included, worked in the restaurant industry. And it's amazing how many go on to CEO level jobs of other major organizations, having little or nothing to do with the restaurant business. And it's, we talk about this development of a work ethic that is unique to that industry, and that it translates into other disciplines so well and leads to success. And I'm curious how you and your students feel about that notion.
Well,
I mean, we feel, we kind of feel like we have this road in front of us now, and we were basically told that, like, hey, anything is possible. If we got first in this competition, we got first for a reason, and it shows us that we have the tools and the abilities to make our dreams possible, and that dream could be become the CEO of a restaurant or a business owner, and I think that just feels incredible for all of us. Even if that's not anything we want to do, it's still just the feeling, you know, being able to do that.
And it also showcases how hard we work as a team. We really collaborated since August, and the fact that all of our hard work paid off just really showed that, you know, we were so committed and we're just so happy about it.
How many of y'all think you may end up in the restaurant industry?
Three of us.
About three of us. I'm going to Yale, and I want to do something in business management. So honestly, I can honestly see myself being a restaurant owner in the future.
Anyone else?
I'm also going to Tulane for business.
So all of you, all five of you are seniors?
Yes, we're all seniors.
And all going to college?
We all plan on going to college.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I got a text here. Congrats to these Owls. My uncle is the Chalmette High School principal, Wayne Warner. My aunt said he is so really, really, really proud of them. Obviously, it's big news. First time ever for Chalmette High School in a national competition. Congratulations to each and every one of y'all. Final thoughts.
Thank you. We just want to say thank you to everyone who has been congratulating us and saw the work that we put into this.
Thank you for everyone's support.
Thank you for our mentors, Ms. Hodges, Mr. Template, and Chef Anna. They really showed us how much work we had to put in and kind of told us what we needed to do. But at the end of the day, I want to say I'm really thankful for this team in front of me right now, and I'm grateful for all the days that we practiced, all the conversations we had, and the ideas we shared. And I love them all, truly.
Ms. Hodges?
I'm just grateful to have had these kids, and I'm really going to miss them. They graduated last night, and who knows when I'm going to see them again. So.
Well, congratulations to each and every one of y'all. Congratulations on your graduation last evening, and best of luck to you and whatever your future holds for you. And please know that the entire area is incredibly proud of your accomplishment. Best of luck to all of y'all.
Thank you.
And I'll go ahead and say it. It's hard for me as a Blue Jay. Go Owls. And congratulations. Oh, no. Y'all have a great summer, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.